Right, next up, are there double standards when it comes to flirting? The journalist and broadcaster, Martin Daubney, thinks there is. He's written an article in response to an interview promoting a new movie called How to Be Single. The film's female stars are seen telling reporter Chris Van... Who is that? Chris Van... You'll have to tell me, Martin, how do I pronounce that? Who is the reporter?
Chris Van Vliet.
There we go. That he's very handsome, and they've been telling him to take his shirt off or they won't talk. What's the problem?
Well, probably for him, not a lot. He seems quite flattered, you know, to be kind of leched upon by two multimillionaire, beautiful Hollywood actresses. They order him to take his top off. They call him hot. They say, hey, you look very swollen. You know, and like, so far, you know, so what? But the thing is that leapt in my mind was, you know, about 3 weeks beforehand, there was this international calamitous call for the cricketer Chris Gayle to be sacked by his club. You may remember he spoke to a TV interviewer in Australia, and he said he asked her out for a drink, rather clumsily.
That's right.
On
and he was
TV.
Fined for inappropriate conduct, actually, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got fined £5,000, equivalent $10,000. And but more than that, there was a global hysterical outrage, you know, whipped up by the kind of liberal feminist media machine, saying this is totemic. It's symptomatic of a kind of indigenous, you know, sexism and inequality that exists everywhere, and it only can affect women. And you know, when the interview happened the other day, of course, there was absolutely zero outrage by any of the normal people who find sexism absolutely everywhere. And that comes down to quite simply this. You know, sexism can only exist if it affects women. And, you know, this happens, you know, from an innocuous interview like this. And by the way, I don't think we should get offended by these interviews. I think we should all get less offended by them.
Double standards, Adrian Peltz.
Well, I don't think that it's double standards. I think that it was a very cringy interview, and I definitely felt quite embarrassed watching it. But, you know, this man who was giving the interview probably doesn't spend his entire life being objectified, and that is what it comes down to. The women are objectified on a daily basis. Women don't get enough roles in public life. They make up such a small percentage of the people on our TV screens that when something like this happens, you can just brush it off because it is a little bit of harmless fun. But when it's men doing it to women repeatedly every single time they're on our screens, yes, that is sexism.
So you don't think men can be objectified, Adrian?
I think men can be objectified in the sense that you can appreciate them, but sexism is structural. It's about power and...
How convenient.
Well, no. I mean, look, the women don't make up a big proportion.
You said there it's
the
about
face.
Power. So a woman can't have power over a man, of course. A woman can't be dominant over a man.
Well, it's about gender power. And unfortunately, the male gender still occupies the position of power in our society.
Martin?
Well, look, let's just look at that. I find it rather telling that you're kind of moaning about jobs in television, you know, and you're sort of saying that men have this structural power when the facts tell us otherwise. Yesterday in Northern Ireland, figures came out, 4 out of 5 suicides of men. Men perform the worst education at every level. But from GCSE, men are now a minority at university. We die earlier. We're more likely to go to jail. We're more likely to be homeless. We're more likely to be addicts. We do badly in family courts. We're more likely to be murdered. I could go on. You know, so to say that kind of men are somehow structurally privileged because there are more men working in television strikes me as absolute nonsense.
Well, Martin, I mean, I think that it's really great that you're raising these points. And actually, I wish that instead of, you know, men who are anti-feminism, instead of moaning about feminists, I wish that you would actually talk about these things more, because actually...
I talk about it all the time.
Sorry, if you just let me finish. One of the reasons that men have such poor mental health problems is because they're encouraged not to talk about their feelings. And that actually is a result of sexism, actually, that men are not given the opportunity to talk about their feelings, and it bubbles up as mental health problems. So I think that, first of all, you're conflating two very, very...
Well, let's let Martin respond to you.
Yeah, I think it's typically, you know, sort of grotesque, actually, that you sort of make out that in some way these terrible problems that men suffer disproportionately compared to women is somehow the fault of men. You know, it's because we can't talk that we're dying. It's because the patriarchy tells us that it's not okay to open up, you know, that we're in prison. It's just nonsense. And this is what I'm saying. It's always this kind of point scoring. And the point is, you know, you're saying it's great that I'm talking about it, but why don't feminist writers write about this?
We write about it all the time, Martin, actually.
Well, you might, but...
It is a huge problem. Every woman on this earth has a man as a father. So the liberation of men and men being treated for mental health problems and stopping, quelling the absolute horrific tide of male suicide is in the best interest of feminists as well. So, you know, let's not conflate a cringy interview with the very, very serious issue of men's mental health problems. And, you know, let's keep those...
I think we can, and I'll tell you why. And it's because of the reporting of things that fit the agenda or paramount. You know, for example, let's look at a very serious issue, and that was the Cologne sex attacks on New Year's Eve in Germany. That was absolutely ignored by the feminist media for 2 weeks, quite simply because it was impossible for you guys to comment on, quite simply because...
I don't know. Were we reading the same media?
Yeah, well, if you go to the main...
I distinctly remember a huge outcry. I mean, Caroline Criado Perez, Caitlin Moran. I mean, I could go on the number of women and think pieces that I've read, you know...
Okay, and the thrust of those think pieces was...
What do you make, Martin? I'm just trying to focus this again because we've 40 seconds left of Adrienne essentially saying men can't be objectified.
Well, it's nonsense. I mean, you know, men are as objectified by the media now as women. Does it bother us? No. You know, men are happy to be objectified on the whole. You could argue that's because men don't feel as threatened by that objectification as women. I concede that. But to make out this is one-way traffic is nonsense. And I think the interview this week, you know, showed us that quite neatly.